He doesn't care.
Don't you get couples, though, who are paranoid about putting both their names in something like a rental lease?
Well...
Or does that not happen?
I guess it's just me, you know. I mean, when they see me, it's not like they're seeing some bald-headed little 50-year-old man who looks like he's going to pry into their life. I let them know right from the beginning that I don't care what they do. I mean, I'm more than happy for them, you know.
Yeah.
I get people that say, we're getting married, you know, next week. And I say, look, I don't care whether you get married or not, you know. I mean, congratulations if you do. But if you don't, you know, I've got my three rules, you know. Don't tear up your place, pay the rent on the first, and no water beds above the first floor. Other than that, you can do what you want.
You allow pets and pianos?
Oh, yes. Well, small dogs. And even though we do have a clause in the lease that says no pets, I always give verbal agreement, and then if the pet's tearing up the place, I'll tell them to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
And if they make too much noise with the piano, I'll tell them to tone it down.
I had a lease once that said no clarinets or musical instruments. Why is it clarinets? I have no idea.
Well, a lot of places in the rental business, and this is very typical to Nashville now. This is something... I rented an apartment about 3 months ago. This little girl, her parents moved into Gallatin, Tennessee, and she was 18. I just moved in from Iowa or something. She was going to be a country music singer. And this guy, Porter, who's a big guy, he was going to produce her and this and that, and she was talking about how she was going to really do it right. She was going to have her sheep ranch in Montana and her Swiss chalet. And I said, look, let me tell you something. I'm going to rent to you. I like you. But if you would have gone to 95% of the landlords in the city and said you were an aspiring country music person, they would have said, get out of here. I said, it doesn't impress people in Nashville, because for everyone that makes it, there's 1,000 that don't, and they're all bums. So I just sort of clued her in. Well, she had this gig playing at the Ramada Inn from 7 to 9, singing, you know, not a big deal. And then the very next month, she came in to pay her rent. And she had on a waitress uniform, and she was selling pancakes down at the old IHOP. And it was just, you know, I mean, I gave her a little encouragement. I said, look, you're young. I said, it's better to pay your dues early than to make it and then be a bum when you're old. So she's still in there pitching.
Is she still in there?
Oh, sure. Well, not in this one, but in another building we have.
Yeah.
And that's very a very typical thing of Nashville. People here aren't impressed with aspiring. They're impressed with the stars, but the up-and-coming country singers, there's just so many of them.
It's like going to Hollywood and saying you're aspiring.
Right, right. You know, they put that as a black mark against you rather than as any sort of a plus.
Okay. What do you call the manager, the male manager?
Well, great.
A pimp.
Okay, are there any other words for that?
None that I know of.
What is your impression?
Well,
Joy.
Usually black. Not only a Cadillac or a Lincoln, but one that is customized. Loud paint. Light up hood ornament,
yeah.
Wears, you know, the Superfly type clothes, and is very into expensive, flashy jewelry, particularly diamond rings. In fact, this friend of mine and his mother, they have two hot pawn shops, and they make up rings for pimps and cocaine dealers in the city. And these rings are called light bulbs. And what they are is diamond clusters set in gold, where the top may be this big. Of diamonds, and watches of solid gold bands with the entire face is diamonds inlaid in the face.
Well,
just,
I've never seen one of those.
They're very nice. They're very. If you could pull it off wearing it, they're very nice.
Otherwise, it's tacky.
Right. Right.
What do you call a guy who drinks a lot and lives in the street? Doesn't have a job.
A guy who drinks a lot, lives in the street, and doesn't have a job. A street bum.
Yeah.